Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Thursday, May 12th, 2022. A single strike of Reese Lightning is all the Phillies would need to hand standout sophomore starter Logan Gilbert his first loss of the 2022 campaign and give the Phils their second win in 3 days, just their third series win on the year. Ring the bell! And let's recap the game. Logan Gilbert held the Phils scoreless over the first three innings, and then on to the fourth, an Alec Bohm single, and walks to Bryce Harper and Gene Segura loaded up the bases as the Phils' first baseman stepped to the plate. Reese lined a 2-1 pitch, 106 mile per hour off the bat, just inside the left field foul pole, and good for Reese Hoskins' second career grand slam, his fifth home run on the year. The Phils were relatively quiet after that, with Alec Bohm and Hoskins the only two players to record multiple hits, but Gene Segura continued his hot hitting and went 1-for-2. He walked twice, extended his hitting streak to 9 games. One reason the Phils only needed that one swing of Hoskins' bat was because Bailey Falter was awesome in his spot start. He tossed exactly 65 pitches. That's the max that Joe Girardi had put on him before the game. He got through 4 2/3 innings, so he was just one out short of being eligible for the win, but he certainly deserved it, allowing just one run and 5 hits with 4 strikeouts. He didn't walk a batter. He gave way to Sir Anthony Dominguez, who did get the win, who was then followed by Jose Alvarado, Jeurys Familia, and Corey Knebel, who notched his 6th save of the year. A great effort from the top arms in the Phillies bullpen, just what they needed on getaway day in Seattle. Couple notes from the game: Matt Vierling was sent down to make that roster spot for Bailey Falter. It looks like it's going to be Odubel Herrera and Roman Quinn sharing time in center field moving forward. Around the NL East, the Braves topped the Red Sox 5-3 on a walk-off homer from Orlando Arcia. Nationals beat the Mets. Yay! Finally, somebody beat the Mets. Tyler Miguel struggled, giving up 5 in the 1st. He allowed homers to Juan Soto and Nelson Cruz. And the Marlins snapped their losing streak with an 11-3 win over the D-backs, so they keep pace with the Phils, tied in 3rd place. Overall, in the NL East, Mets at the top, Braves in 2nd, Marlins, Phils tied at 3rd. Nats still tailing in 5th place. Our key question of the day: who is the leadoff hitter for the Philadelphia Phillies? Kyle Schwarber has filled that role more often than not so far this year, but he's been struggling. It was brought up on the radio broadcast yesterday. Scott Fransky and Kevin Stocker talking about it quite a bit. Schwarber is really struggling, to put it mildly, and now the Phillies have 3 lefty starters ahead in Los Angeles. So we're going to have to find an alternative. Alec Bohm and Gene Segura seem like the best options, especially Segura. He's been swinging the bat well. He's been walking a little bit. But also Reese Hoskins could find himself atop the lineup. He's got the good walk rate. He's certainly swinging a hot bat right now. We'll have to keep an eye on what Joe Girardi decides to do this weekend. Up next, a 4-game series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Phils are heading south from Seattle. It'll kick off Thursday evening at 10:10, and Zach Wheeler returns. It'll be Wheeler versus Tyler Anderson. The Dodgers come in with their offense playing very, very well. They're ranked 1st in the league in runs per game. They're leading the league in walks per game, 9th in batting average. On the flip side, they're pitching best in the league in batting average against, allowing just a 196 average to opposing hitters, and they are also 1st in ERA, a 2.25 staff ERA. Just amazing stuff from the Dodgers. So Thursday, we're going to get Wheeler, coming off a couple good starts, coming off a stint on the COVID IL. Hopefully he's feeling well, going against 32-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson, who's basically been a relatively average 4th-5th starter for years, and all of a sudden has transformed into an ace in Los Angeles, a story we've seen time and time again. He's 3-0, 2.78 ERA. It's been the best K rate of his career so far. He offers a 4-seamer, a cutter, and a change are his 3 main pitches, and he's seen a huge improvement on that changeup this year, getting a whole lot more strikes, called strikes, and that CSW has just skyrocketed. So we'll see this rejuvenated Tyler Anderson. Some of the Phils have some experience against him, but who knows if it's relevant anymore if he's got a new pitch. Finishing off the weekend series, we got Kyle Gibson versus Clayton Kershaw on Friday night, also a 10:10 Eastern Time start. Ranger Suarez versus Walker Buehler on Saturday, another late game, and then a day game. It'll be in the late afternoon on the East Coast, Aaron Nola versus Luis Urias to close things out. Our final thought of the day. More like Rhys Hoskins after struggling for much of the season, batting just 194 over his first 21 games. Rhys Hoskins is now officially on fire. He's homered in three straight games. He has seven hits in his last 17 at-bats. That's a double in addition to those three homers. His overall line still looks a bit sluggish, but Hoskins is in the 95th percentile in average exit velocity in the league. He's also 90th percentile in hard hit rate, and he continues to have an above average walk rate. We've seen how hot Rhys has been in the past, and we're going to need him to do it as well, going up against the Dodgers, who have pretty much been the best team in baseball. All right, thanks for listening to the Phils in 5 today. That's all we got for you. Go Phils, beat LA.